We're on the road. Where transportation goes, community grows. Welcome to On the Road with the MTA. And welcome to another exciting edition of On the Road with the MTA. I'm Jay Gibbons, alongside with Stephanie Kay from the MTA. How's Stephanie?
Well, I'm doing well, Jay. Are you still enjoying your job?
Always.
After how many years now?
Six and a half now.
Okay, yeah. Mine's going on five. For sure.
Well, right. Yay.
I know, yay.
Good. Very good.
We love MTA because of all they do in this community, which is amazing. There's just something we learn every day about what we're doing out there, which
yep.
I love.
Yep.
And they invest in the employees because they paid for three of our coworkers to go to a conference. And I was lucky enough to be one of those three.
Awesome.
And I met some wonderful people there in transit. And one of the most impressive, I thought, that one of the most I enjoyed was just a little dynamo. She was so cute. Her name is Maria Starnes. And she came up to me and said, "Hey, I'm from Texas, but I used to live in Flint. And the very first transportation I ever took was one of your buses."
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
It's a small world after all.
And we're so, yeah. And we are so lucky to have her on with us this morning. Maria Starnes, thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you for having me. I sure appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, you were just like a little dynamo. She sounds so refined right now, but you were like, "Hi, hey, nice to meet you." And you were full of energy, and I just loved your story, and other people were trying to talk to us, so we didn't get a chance to actually connect, and that's why I said, please come on our podcast and tell us more about your story. So you were born here in Flint, Michigan?
Yes, I was born in Michigan, and I grew up on a farm near Frankenmuth, and then later on, my parents moved us back to Flint, matter of fact, in the Rollingwood area. And so that's kind of where I started as a young adult riding the MTA.
Oh, my gosh. Do you remember the experience in the bus the first time?
You know, because I had never been exposed to public transportation, I just remember it being a little intimidating, but I knew everyone was standing there at the bus stop. I still remember it was at Pearson. The bus stop was actually on Pearson Road at the cross street of Western. I looked it up actually today and saw that it changed to Western Road. The stop's actually on Western now. But yeah, I took the bus to Whittier Middle School.
Oh my gosh. Pearson so how old were you?
Gosh, I had to been, I guess, at 13 maybe.
Yeah, middle school.
13 or 14.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I can understand. Yep, I can understand
where I started.
I can understand it being a little intimidating, but then after that, you got used to it, and then you started to enjoy it.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I liked taking the MTA over the school bus because I got to school a little bit earlier, and so I would take that specific bus to school and kind of get my day started, and then especially when you're involved in sports and all that sort of thing, and that's where I started riding the bus there on Pearson Road. And then on my weekend MTA to, forgive me, I think it's called, is it still called Genesee Valley?
Oh, yeah, Genesee Valley Mall, sure.
Yeah. So it was hopping back in the day. That was the hangout, so.
Oh, yeah. Not quite as patronized right now. There's not as many people in there, but it's still a very cool place. And one of our employees works there. He owns a candy store over
that's
there.
That's right. He does.
So that's kind of cool. So the thing that I thought was the most impressive too, Maria, is you said the first time you ever had public transportation was in Flint, Michigan, and now you are the director of business development of a transit center in Texas.
Yeah, so I'm specifically with Lamar Advertising. I'm the director of business development for their entire transit division.
Wow.
So nationwide, and I still am riding transit everywhere I go, including my my home base at Trinity Metro in Fort Worth and Dart in Dallas. So but MTA was my first exposure to public transit.
I love that. And you're pretty impressive, girl, because you are bilingual. You speak both English and Spanish, which is so very important, especially around here as well.
Yep.
I know in Texas too. And I love the fact that you said you went to Mott Community College, which I did as well. You went to Flint Central High School, and you said you married your very best friend, Toler, and you have three boys, two fish, and a snail.
Don't forget the snail.
Right.
I know. It keeps you
That's
busy.
Right.
Wait, yes. Is the snail's name Gary?
Oh, is that from SpongeBob SquarePants?
So we're going on don't tell our youngest son, but we're going on our fifth Johnny because the other Johnnies have died, so we've replaced the snail quite a bit. But his name is Johnny.
Yes, make sure he doesn't listen to this.
I know. Oh, yes. That's funny.
Yeah. And so one thing that's kind of neat here, I actually teach our children and my husband to, you know, ride the transit, navigate. Like everywhere we go, it's like you got to navigate the app, or you got to navigate how to purchase a ticket and be aware of your surroundings. And, you know, it's just like all the other things. Like if you're in the public, you know, same thing while you're riding public transportation. And so I want them to also be, you know, kind of savvy on where they're going. And, you know, one of our middle son is in College Station, and he's riding the bus out there. So, you know, I feel like I've kind of passed the baton.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, that's good to know, because here we have a training session, too. So if you don't know how to use the system, we do have a trainer that will go over there and teach groups or individuals how to use our bus system. And that's something that even I didn't know how to use. I see a bus stop, oh, pretty close to my house. It was in front of a McDonald's down about maybe half a mile from my house. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I'm not even sure where that takes me. You know, it's kind of good to learn those things and to know where you're going to go. You can find that online, of course. MTAFlint.org has all the information. But yeah, sometimes you'll see a bus stop and don't know where it's going. I went to Detroit to a concert, and I was waiting at the bus stop. I thought, why am I doing this? I don't know where they're going to take me. I have no idea. It takes a minute to learn, but once you do, it's such a great way to get around. Because you said that's how you use your whole transportation there in Texas?
Yes. So, you know, DART has a rail. They have rail, bus, and then we have the metro out here. We have, you know, goes into Fort Worth. I mean, even Grapevine has their very old train that for leisure reasons you can get to the stockyards. And so yeah, we use it out here. We love it.
Oh, that's awesome. I know we have a trolley that's always so well requested. Everybody wants to use a trolley. Do you have a trolley out there as well?
No, we don't have a trolley. No trolley here.
We have something that is called Your Ride, and it's within a car or an SUV. It will come out to your home with a 24-hour notice. Just give us a call within 24 hours. They come to your home, and they'll take you anywhere within Genesee County, which is very helpful, for as little as $2.25. Mm-hmm. And then we also have a thing called Rides to Wellness, and that is where anything health and wellness, like maybe the doctor's office or the pharmacy or the grocery store, and that's a little bit more expensive. That's $20 a ride, but boy, is it well worth it if you go to the hospital, the doctor, or something. Mm-hmm. Do you guys have that as well, or is that just here in this area?
Yes, we have on-demand service. Yes, absolutely.
Good. And we're talking about like a micro transit where you can actually call if you have some friends you want to go to maybe a theater or something. We're working on that. We can call us, like an Uber who's going to take you right to where you want to go and take you back home too, so which is nice. Well, so how long have you been there, Maria?
Yeah, since I was young. I started with Lamar as an office manager back in 2006, I think. And then I left and got into advertising sales. And in 2019, our president approached me of Lamar Transit and just said, hey, it's time to come home. And so, since 2006, I've kind of always been in some, you know, arena of transit, never really left. And I love it. I love the customer experience. I love navigating, learning new cities. And I really get to do that nationwide now. In fact, I've even started on the go channel on LinkedIn just to kind of talk about customer experience, people I run into, really interesting stories, and, just out of the box sort of thinking and even helping people. I mean, I even found someone's wallet, and a friend and I were riding transit, and we got it right back to them.
Oh, that's wonderful. That makes you feel good, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's also a misconception out in the community what I'm finding, and just on and about my travels, just a misconception on the type of people that ride transit. Really, anybody rides transit. It's just if you take the time, especially in your hometown, if you take the time to really learn how to navigate it and get through the city, you really gain exposure of like things that you're not even aware of and meet people. And I really love it. And so I do recommend it. And, you know, I hope to, you know, go back to, I was telling you, go back to Flint and, you know, check it out. I was kind of even looking online at it looks like a new transit center downtown. It looks beautiful.
Oh, yeah, I know. We have a lot going on. You're right, though. You think about people taking the bus. Well, they must just be poor. They can't afford a car. They can't you know, they don't have a car, but that's not always the case. We have a regional bus too that goes from the new location there, and it'll take them all the way to Great Lakes Crossing. I don't know if you remember where that was. I don't know if that was there before you moved away, but it's a mall that they built, and nobody wanted to work in that area, so the mall was sitting there empty, and Mr. Benning, the CEO of MTA, said, wait a minute, we have people in Genesee County that need work. Let's take a bus and make it a regional route so we can take them down to the Great Lakes Crossing. And that works so well, they now have one over in Livingston County, and they have one over in Howell.
Yep.
And so that's 10,000 rides a week now that we're giving, so people can actually work and still live here in this area. Mm-hmm. So that worked out well.
I love that. I love that. I know I run into quite a bit of transit authorities that are looking to, you know, get folks from A to B, whether, you know, in a quicker, like basically in a with a quicker method, right? So if you live in the southern region, you're trying to get north, well, that could be an hour commute. And if you take the bus, it shouldn't be a 2-hour commute. So how do we get you from A to B? And I love being part of those discussions and even talking about it. We have those here locally with my, you know, a couple of my transit agencies. And I think it's brilliant that your CEO is involved in that, identified where, you know, basically where, you know, folks need to get to work to make a living. And you just identified a method of transportation there. That's awesome.
He is really foreseen. You know, he sees the future. He knows what needs to be done, and he moves that way. And he's hired so many different people with different abilities. I'm like, I say disabled, but different abilities. We just had a little girl on, Jessica, who just started here, and she is visually impaired. Mm-hmm. And Ashley Seymour was hired here, oh gosh, couple of years ago, and she's worked her way right up the ladder, and she was born totally blind, so she has a different ability than the rest of us, but she's amazing and she's doing great. He just sees the value in people, and he sees what needs to be done. So you mentioned wanting to come back to Flint, and you have such a great resume and experience, especially being bilingual. I know you're part of the Women's Leadership Network there, so I'm sure he'd find a spot for you here if you ever want to return to Flint, so just let us know.
Yeah, I still have a nephew that lives there, and so yeah, every once in a while I'll come back and visit and you know, kind of go through the, you know, old neighborhood and see what's there, and even, you know, look at the old house that was there in Rollingwood. So right. That's really cool.
Really cool. You would be a great asset, but I can't blame you for not leaving that warm weather in Frisco, Texas. So that's hard to leave.
Yes. And, you know, most of my sisters have moved down here, and I have several of them. I still have family in Michigan, kind of scattered all over the place. But yeah, I mean, they're even amazed, like, I can't believe that you're riding the bus everywhere you go. They'll see me, you know, in different parts. I was in Phoenix and I was riding the bus. And I mean, I took Valley Metro, took a bus, and got just to every meeting I needed to go. And I'm really just excited about exploring just different cities. And so when I saw you at AFTA, I was like, so cool that you were from my hometown and where I started and was exposed to transit. So I was like, oh, I have to talk to you.
I am so glad you came up to me. Like I said, you're a little dynamo. You're as cute as can be. And I said, it's too bad we're doing radio because she is so beautiful. She should be on TV. She's just a doll.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Long dark hair. She's beautiful. Yeah, for sure. I'm so glad you did come up to me. So thank you for doing that, for sure.
Yes. And thank you for having me. I sure appreciate it. I've enjoyed our conversation.
Yes. And I hope to meet you. I know you come here once in a while to visit your family. And when you do, please do call us. So maybe Jay and I can have lunch with you and meet you or show you around our area, since Flint is where you got your start in transit. Mm-hmm. It's going to be coming, you know, full circle around again. So I'd love to invite you in.
Fantastic. I'll definitely keep you all in mind. Thank you so much.
And when I go to Texas, I have a place to stay, right?
We have a casita here that, you know, we live on acreage, and so definitely give me a holler. We can accommodate. We're always warm and welcoming.
I'm happy to stay in the snail's room. I can I'm okay with that.
Oh boy.
Well, we're gonna let you get back to making transportation happen for your community, and I so appreciate you taking the time to talk to us, because you were just a delight.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you again. And I look forward to making connection and running into you soon.
Yes, I'm going to listen for you on LinkedIn, and you can listen to us every week here. It is On the Road with the MTA with Jay and Stephanie Kay.
Right.
And Jay, if somebody else wants to come on, how can they get on?
Just email us podcast@mtaflint.org. That's it.
There you go. And thank you for listening. Everything we do in the community is wonderful.
You've been listening to On the Road with the MTA. For more information on our services and community outreach, visit us online anytime at www.mtaflint.org and be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. The MTA, your community, your connection, your way.